And now, it's time to cross the Nullarbor with Peter Woods.
And, of course, we love talking to Woodsy. He is the guru at the Sydney, Adelaide and Perth Four-Wheel Drive and Adventure shows. And I'm led to believe we're not actually crossing the Nullarbor because I think he's in Sydney this week. And we've got him on the line to talk about a great spot in WA. But he's over here working on the shows, I think. Let's find out. Woodsy, g'day.
G'day, how are you going? Yeah, I'm in Sydney. It's freezing here. We're not used to the cold weather, but we're going up in the Blue Mountains for some filming on the weekend. So, yeah, it's going to be maximum 8 or something. So having to buy a warmer clothing, yeah.
Fair enough.
It's not here, isn't it? It's pretty cold.
Yeah, it's a big polar blast blowing across the country at the moment, Woodsy. Now, mate, where are we going over in WA, mate? Let's get out of the cold. Where are we off to, mate?
Well, I was thinking wildflower season's coming up soon, and people want to know where to go, and you have to usually travel a fair bit up into the Gascoyne and right up there sort of thing. But I know of a place that's a bit closer that people just want to spend a week or in a way or just a day away. It's a little place, a town called Cunderdin. It's about an hour and a half out of Perth on the Wheatbelt on the Great Eastern Highway. So it's a funny name, Cunderdin, but it means an Aboriginal name meaning by the rock. There's a big hill there. And so Cunderdin's a really funny little town because it was established as a stage post when they found gold. But then it became a Wheatbelt town, but then the railway came through and then the pipeline came through, and so it just built itself up from there. But during World War II, it was also an air base, and the American Air Force was there. There's Liberator bombers, and the Air Force is still there. You can actually drive down, not the Air Force, but the air tracks are still there, and still some of the old buildings are still there, so it's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, you find those places all over Australia, up in Cape York and with the wrecks, the plane wrecks, and then obviously in the Northern Territory and up around the top end. There's a lot of war history in Australia, isn't there?
Yeah. So it's cool. But there's actually an Edamonga pub, from that old thing. There's one in Sunshine Coast. So they built one up there as well. So a great place to stay for the weekend or grab a bit of pub grub. And there's also at the pump, when the pipeline came into Kalgoorlie, it's the number 3 pumping station. So they've turned that into a bit of a museum. So just to go, it's an hour and a half out of town. You can go up there, look at the museum, have a bit of pub grub at the Edamonga pub. Go and have a look at the old Air Force area because it's kind of interesting. It's like going to a time warp. The buildings are exactly the same. But then go up the hill, up at Cunningham Hill, it's a big rock, and wildflowers are out. It's like a sea of wildflowers. It's unbelievable. It just reminded me a few years ago. I thought, that's a good spot. And then you can either drive back through York or stay overnight. There's a caravan park there. So it's just sort of a really cool little spot, which is a country town. And do you watch that program, Back Roads? I don't know. I've seen that a few times.
Oh, I have heard of it. Yeah, I have heard. I have heard of it.
It's a bit like one of those magic little towns. You wouldn't probably stop, but actually when you realise all the little things you can go and do, and then either go back via York and have a great little weekend or a day out or something. So that's what I was thinking. But wildflowers, only an hour and a half out of Perth,
We can put that one on the list, Woodsy. Now, just quickly, mate, you are around. The four-wheel drive shows are in full swing. Planning's underway. You've been meeting with exhibitors and stuff through the week, which is fantastic. And people can look forward to that later in the year. The Sydney show, of course, and then the Adelaide and Perth coming up a little bit later in the year as well. So it is good to see that... That the shows are back on and things are seen to be getting back to normal. We just got to try and help Victoria get through the current problem they have.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, no, it's all looking positive and people are loving, exploring Australia. I think that's the latest thing. There's so many new people coming out and we've got a bit of a theme happening in Sydney where we're going to be focusing on skills. We had a meeting with John Edinghausen yesterday and basically, we want to, people come and learn a bit of skills about, they want to get into four-wheel driving or caravanning or any of that sort of stuff. They get a bit of knowledge and then work out what gear to buy and hopefully you'll be out there and having a chat to your listeners. And it's going to be a great weekend after Father's Day in September. It's pretty cool.
Certainly do look forward to working there with you, Woodsy, again. We missed out last year, obviously, but we're back on track, mate.
That's right, exactly. It's all good.
All right. All right, well, we'll let you keep going there. But another little great spot, and you are right about those little hidden places that you don't really come front, you know, first in mind, but you trip over them and think, you know what, this isn't a bad spot here. I found some places just driving out in the hinterland from Byron Bay, where there were little villages and little pubs, and never knew they were there. And it's amazing what you can find if you go and have a look, which is great.
Well, it's the same with Google, I think. Just, you know, look at where you're going and just Google the town and go, what's at the town? And I think it helps the economy because people stop and buy a lunch or a coffee or, you know, they really need it. And so I think it's a cool thing. But, yeah, find out what history is in the town. And I think everybody would be surprised to know, you know who would have thought Liberator Bombers were in this tiny little town in Cunedin, an hour and a half out of Perth, but it was a big Air Force base, so, yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. All right, Woodsy, we'll let you keep going with what you're doing, and we'll catch up next week, mate.
We'll see you on the road. Okay, see ya. Bye.
You will. Oh, so that are even on the show. All right, Woodsy, he's a good man, certainly loves his WA travel, and he's the go-to when it comes to talking to people about places to visit in Western Australia.